I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Imagine what it must be like to live your life as a world-renowned cardiologist, a celebrated medical scholar, and an international spokesperson for physicians concerned about the daunting implications of nuclear weapons. Life is chock full of meaning, purpose, and never-ending challenge. Now imagine what it must be like to shift both speed and gears abruptly as you cope with the unexpected news that you must now be a patient who has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease and dementia. Indeed, this was the life course for the late Dr. Tom Graybois until his recent death. In this encore essay, Dr. Graybois reflects on his deeply personal and poignant journey and his inspiring determination to live his life to the fullest.
I am a physician who became a patient. I was diagnosed approximately 5 years ago with Parkinson's, a progressive neurologic disorder. I first noticed difficulty drawing blood from my cardiac patients. I was shaky. While this disease is not curable, it is manageable. Medications necessary to control symptoms are now readily available, but medications are only a part of an organized program which should include proper diet, vigorous exercise, and perhaps most importantly, psychological support from spouse and family. Everyone has a story. Simply ask your neighbor and be not surprised that they come forth with a host of issues, concerns, and anxieties. I believe it is crucial to understand that we as patients and caregivers need to view chronic debilitating diseases, illnesses, as a long journey with every right to be optimistic. I believe that hope is crucial to outcome and that the loss of hope summons despair. To deal with the daily struggles, we need optimism and a large aliquot of humor. Perhaps the most universal element in dealing with chronic disease is the necessity of working with a physician who is capable of listening to the patient's story in an empathetic, unhurried manner. The key here is unhurried. I believe that fear can become an invasive process that affects all of us, and especially those with chronic health issues. Being a Parkinson's patient means the realization and acceptance of increased dependence on others. The need for long-term care is a particularly difficult pill to swallow. Dealing with a disease is a full-time, 24-hour affair. It strips us of our former identity and replaces it with something distinct, somehow foreign. It requires the understanding that we are in a continuous process of losing control. The transition from physician to patient is humbling. Like a large chunk of ice separating from an iceberg floating away, it is an inevitable reality. This I believe, that while I can no longer pursue athletic dreams, I can find suitable substitutions. I believe that people will learn that my pervasive slowness is due to illness. I believe there will be a time when people in line at the grocery store will be patient with me as I pull out my credit card, with painstaking, frustrating slowness to pay for my groceries. I believe that despite these daily challenges, it is quite possible to continue with meaningful existence. We underestimate our abilities to cope. I find that developing a plan which becomes part of the daily routine is helpful and allows for structure to the day. My motto has become, stay vertical, lest I suffer the consequences.
Dr. Tom Graybois died on January 5th, 2015. He was clinical professor of medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard Medical School. Dr. Graybois, who grew up in Fall River, Massachusetts, became a patient himself after being diagnosed with Parkinson's disease and dementia. He published a book about his personal battle, Life in the Balance, a physician's memoir of life, love, and loss with Parkinson's disease and dementia. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.